Animals helping humans. From rats to dolphins, meet the animals who make our lives better.
The curious case of Dr. Peo. Someone should make a film about Hassan Bushakur and his horse, Peo, because their story has all the ingredients of a hit movie. It started in 2012, when Bushakur, an expert equestrian and acrobat, bought a young horse, Peo. He'd been warned that Peo was difficult, but was confident he could train him. He was wrong. This horse, I discovered, was anxious, jealous, nervous. The first year was horrible. I couldn't understand his aggressivity. We couldn't communicate with each other. I decided to sell him. But when a buyer came to see Peo, something changed. No longer caring about the horse, Bushakur mounted him bareback, told him to walk, and Peo walked. The problem wasn't him, it was me, Bushakur has said, without explaining further. Either way, the change in their dynamic meant he could now teach the horse dressage. The next year, we were the French national champions. Together, the duo won multiple championships, but there was always something different about Peo. Peo has characteristics of autism. He is a horse in his own bubble who can't stand contact with humans or with other horses. But strangely, that aspect of Peo's behavior changed whenever they appeared in public. After their performances, he would head for a particular member of the audience and allow himself to be stroked. Before long, Bushakur realized the people Peo approached had something in common. Each was suffering from a physical or mental affliction, and Peo seemed to have the ability to make them happy. Unsure if he was crazy to believe the horse had a gift, Bushakur contacted a group of scientists who studied Peo for 4 years as he visited patients in hospitals all over France. They confirmed that the horse can detect cancers, tumors, and other illnesses in humans. When Peo enters a hospital, after a 2-hour routine of disinfection, he walks the corridors until he senses a patient he wants to visit, indicating the door to their room with a raised leg. I accompany him, but I let him do what he wants. He's the one who decides, says Bushakur. I cannot hold him back. It's a need. It's visceral. He needs to go and cling on to the specific person he has chosen. What convinced doctors that Peo had something worth studying was that the patients that he visits need less drugs to manage their pain afterwards. Their deaths, which often happen in Peo's presence, are exceptionally serene. His visits are analyzed by a team of 150 researchers and 40 veterinarians. In Calais, whose hospital he visits on a regular basis, he is considered a valued member of the medical team and referred to as Dr. Peo. For Bushakur, the recognition of Peo's talent has led to a complete change of life. He now devotes himself to the horse and what he brings to the 15 to 20 terminally ill patients he visits each month. I didn't ask for this. It took me a while to accept it. It put an end to my career as a sportsman. It was very complicated to no longer be the master and to be forced to admit that when Peo detects someone, I am no longer in control. Now 18, Peo may live another decade or more. After he's gone, there will be no replacing him for Bushakur. He's the only one who can do this. I have other horses who are equally well-trained, but none of them could be like him, he says. But in fact, other horses can have similar abilities. In Florida, for instance, an organization with a dozen horses provides therapy services to some 45,000 people annually.
Dolphin defense. Both the US and Russian navies have used dolphins for military purposes for years. At this moment, for example, dolphins are known to be in service in the port of Sevastopol in Crimea, where Russia's Black Sea Fleet is harbored. Their role is almost certainly to protect the fleet from attack by Ukrainian special forces planting explosives on the hulls of the Russian ships. When they locate an enemy diver, they release an inflatable buoy that marks the position, then return to base. Persistent rumors say the US military trains dolphins to attack, but experts say that this isn't realistic, as they are only aggressive when they feel threatened. Similar rumors of dolphins being fitted with explosives to attack enemy ships are discounted by dolphin specialist Terry Williams of the University of California, because each dolphin is a high-value military asset. These weren't suicide mission animals by any stretch of the imagination. Never.
Remarkable rats. We're familiar with sniffer dogs being used to detect drugs or explosives, but we hear less about rats. Rats, however, are extremely intelligent. In 1997, a Belgian organization, APOPO, began training rats to find hidden explosives, such as landmines, in combat zones. Because of their size, rats don't risk causing an explosion in the process. One rat working in Cambodia found 57 mines and other explosives around the temples of Angkor Wat. APOPO also trains rats to find people trapped under collapsed buildings following earthquakes. Their natural curiosity and ability to enter small spaces means they can search deep in the rubble. Once they find someone, they activate a beeper on a backpack they are wearing that marks where the survivor is before returning to base for a reward. There are now plans to include a video camera and two-way communications equipment in the backpack.
Beaver builders. With climate change causing drought and forest fires in some places and devastating floods in others, we need all the help we can get to rectify the situation. Meet one of tomorrow's environmental heroes, the beaver. Beavers have been hunted to extinction in many countries and are rare in others. Now, however, there is a growing movement to reintroduce them because they have a natural ability to manage our environment. By cutting down trees to dam rivers, beavers create wetlands that are a vital refuge for animal life during forest fires. These same wetlands provide natural fire breaks. And by slowing the speed at which water flows downriver, they help stop flooding during major rainfalls. Then, there is the question of biodiversity. In the West today, wetlands have been reduced to 2% of the land surface, yet they hold 80% of our total biodiversity. Imagine what could happen if we let the beavers go to work for us.
Dog doctors. Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis, noticed that some of his patients were more expressive when his dogs were present. This wasn't a new observation. There are records of all sorts of animals being used for therapy, going right back to ancient Greece. But the most successful therapy animal of all is man's best friend, the dog. In the U.S., there are some 50,000 therapy dogs, specially trained to help people with a long list of disorders, including autism, epilepsy, and cerebral palsy. Their most common use, however, is in helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, such as military veterans. Right now, in Ukraine, they are being used to help children overcome their traumatic experiences. Why are they so good? Firstly, dogs do not talk, but they are very expressive in other ways. This helps people who are struggling to formulate their feelings verbally. And dogs offer the thing we have always valued in them above all else: unconditional, non-judgmental love. In total abundance. Sometimes, that's all a person needs.